Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I'd like to begin the broadcast by sharing a passage from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. And without reading a great amount of scripture, in context, it talks about Jesus beginning his ministry. It says that he came to Nazareth. He quoted Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And then their reaction was they wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of his mouth, but they said, "Isn't this Joseph's son? And isn't he just the son of the carpenter?" And he said unto him, I'm going to read verses 23 to 30. And he said unto them, "Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, the city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, save Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these words, they were filled with wrath." He really made them angry with what he said. And it says in verse 29, They rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Of course, there was no way that was going to happen. It wasn't his time. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Beloved, we are living in an hour where there are many who have the opportunity to hear the gospel, and where a person's heart is at, that will depend on how they respond to the words of truth. In Isaiah, the 45th chapter, verse 9, the word of the Lord says, "Woe unto him that striveth with his maker." Beloved, there are examples in the Word of God of striving against God, and it is one of the most deceptive, one of the most dangerous sins that can be manifested in the hearts of men. Jeremiah 17:9 states, "The heart," speaking of the heart of man, "is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly perverse and corrupt and severely mortally sick." And this, of course, is the condition of sinners. Jesus said in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, verses 20 to 23, and this is talking about the inner condition. He's just talking when the heart is talking about the spirit of man. It's the Hebrew concept is spirit and soul, sort of a combination. The Greeks tended to divide it between the soul and the spirit. The spirit is the eternal part of man. The soul is his mind, his emotions, his will. But it's the inner condition of a man. And Jesus said, "What comes out of a man is what makes a man unclean and renders him unhallowed or unholy. For from within, that is, out of the heart of men, come base and wicked thoughts, sexual immorality, stealing, murder, adultery, coveting, which is a greedy desire for more wealth, for more things, dangerous and destructive wickedness, deceit, unrestrained or indecent conduct, an evil eye." A modern way of translating that is envy, slander, evil speaking, malicious misrepresentation, abusiveness. That's what slander is, beloved, pride. And that is the sin of an arrogant and uplifted heart against God and man. It's fool, and then there's foolishness. That's folly, a lack of sense, recklessness, thoughtlessness. All of these, their purposes, their desires come from within, and they make a man unclean and render him unhallowed or unholy. Beloved, this is truly the condition of sinners, but unfortunately, it's sometimes very sad to find this same conduct in the lives of Christians, and it is in those, that conduct is in those who are following in a reacting or responding in a carnal manner. They might say, oh, I love you with all my heart, but they're, you know, that's what Paul said to Galatians, you're yet carnal. You should be teaching the word of God, and yet there's strife and division and envy among you. That's why God's word is so important. We are changed by the living word of God. And men who strive against God because they're sinners and they're a fallen nature, that road they're on is a very dangerous road. By nature, we are sinners. Men strive against God because they hate the light. They love sin and the sins of fleshly gratifications. That's what it says in John, the third chapter. I'm going to read verses 19 through 21. And these are the words of Jesus, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Jesus is the light of life. And men, you know what? He says they love the darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They chose to remain in that condition because they wanted their will, their desires fulfilled. Verse 20, Jesus goes on to say, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. Then they would understand. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Men strive against God because they are energized by Satan. The Word of God says in Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And beloved, it's through Christ we have his ability to defeat Satan and to overcome this carnal nature. God is a sovereign God, beloved, and he does not jump at anyone's command, if you will, but he asks us, and in fact he requires us, to submit to his wisdom and holiness and his uncompromising faithfulness. And he asks it that we would respond out of love. He doesn't force us. He has given man free will. And he doesn't want robots or automatons. He wants those to serve him and love him who will willingly do so because they appreciate who he is. Proverbs 29 and 1 says, he who being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That is the Amplified Translation. And Proverbs 27 and 1 states, do not boast of yourself in tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. And we see numerous examples in the Word of God how men were guilty of striving against God. We remember Pharaoh, it says his heart was hardened and he refused to let God's people go at the express statement and command of Moses, and they suffered 10 plagues that were deadly to the land of Egypt, and the last one being the most painful, the loss of the firstborn of man and beast. And, you know, we all know what happened to Pharaoh. He ended up with his hosts in the Red Sea when the waters came down. And, of course, there's Belshazzar, who is a descendant, a son of Nebuchadnezzar. There is a reference in that fifth chapter of Daniel. I'd like to just read, scan verses 18 through 30. And here Daniel is talking to the sun. He says, remember he asked for interpretation of the handwriting on the wall, and he said, let thy gifts be to thyself, give thy rewards to another, yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him in the interpretation. And I'll just scan the content. He tells him that he said, your father Nebuchadnezzar was given a kingdom and majesty, glory and honor, and for the majesty that he gave him all people, nations, languages, they trembled and feared before him. But it says in verse 20, when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he spent 7 years in the wilderness. I'm just paraphrasing now. And in verse 22, the word says, and thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all of this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And basically, it says, just the remainder of that chapter says, you were weighed in the balances and found wanting. Beloved, we can look to our God and know that as we are surrendered to Him and humbled before Him, we can experience the joys of Psalm 91. In that, those last three verses, the talks about the blessings, and then it goes to prophecy. Because he has set his love upon me, this is the Lord speaking, therefore I will deliver him. And I want to close with these beautiful promises. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. We shall call upon him, upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Beloved, for those who will not strive with their Creator, who will surrender in love their heart and all that they are to Him, the glory awaits us. He will satisfy us with a long life and show us His salvation. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me today. I love you and pray for you every day. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Till next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,